WCH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
It's 17 and a half to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
You're out of town, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've been having a few internet problems here. It's time the country area's got that national broadband in.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts are you?
I'm on the mid-north coast. I'm looking out over a beautiful river that's sort of flowing past me. Very peaceful.
Okay.
Lots of birds around. Pelicans, beautiful.
I just had a commercial for books a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Of the non-fiction best-selling lists, something like 12 of the 15 books listed in the Sun Herald last Sunday were about diet. The first one, Jamie Oliver's 15 Minutes. The second one, The Fast Diet. The third one, I Quit Sugar. The fourth one, The Sweet Poison Quit Plan Cookbook. And so it goes on and on. What is happening?
I think the Jamie Oliver one is not a diet book. I think it's 15-minute meals, you know, that you can put together in 15 minutes. But, look, food is the new religion, isn't it? But doesn't that just go to show you how confused we all are? And it's all this information is very confusing. Look, I personally believe in everything in moderation. So you eat a wide variety of foods. You include some sugar if you're not diabetic. And I just think that's the way to go. But, I mean, everyone's become so extreme.
Yes,
and speaking of extreme, I've heard about this incredible bacon and egg roll that Colin Fastenage has prepared for the Aussie Bacon Week.
Yes, $120. For an egg and
actually,
bacon roll.
That reminds me of the $120 hamburger that the chef put on down in Melbourne at Anyway, he put it on a few years ago, so obviously Colin's trying to rival that one. Well, this one is made with award-winning Aussie bacon, and then there's a duck egg cooked in truffle butter, roasted foie gras, 18-month cave-aged cheddar, shaved truffle, semi-dried smoked gourmet truss tomato with a crème fraîche and caviar dressing, and it's served on a brioche bun.
I wonder...
oh, my God. Look, actually, I don't think I could eat it.
I wonder how many people would... $120.
$120, but with all those ingredients, just imagine. Apparently, he's got it on all week at his 414 restaurant and other versions at Four in Hand and the Paddington Arms.
I believe that I read the other day that something like 80% of all pork is imported. That's terrible, isn't it?
Well, that's actually... In fact, that's one of the reasons why they have instigated this week. One thing I find quite often when cooking pork is it's very disappointing in flavour, and a lot of water exudes from it in the frying pan, and that's because it's made from imported pork, because it's frozen and then pumped, and so it has a really high water content. So it's very important to look for this Aussie... there's a new logo that they've got out. It's a little square. And it says that it's a pink square, and it says pork, and it's got a pork mark label to it. And you'll know then that it's made in Australia. So it's not going to be watery and leach out everywhere. Because, you know, quite often I'll be cooking with bacon, I think, oh, it smells terrific, but really it has no flavour at all.
Yes. Now, there was a woman, by the way, in Texas last week. She was 105, and they asked, she's still alive, and they asked her the secret of her success, and she said bacon.
She loves it, does she?
That's the only thing she mentioned. Yes,
oh, so
bacon.
Funny. I must admit, I do love the smell of sizzling bacon. I mean, it really does lure you. It doesn't make you stimulate your hunger. I love bacon and egg rolls, but I think I prefer much simpler versions than Colin Fastenage's. I love spaghetti carbonara too, which you can make with bacon, and it's terrific added to the bolognese sauce. It actually gives more flavour to the sauce. But the winners this week for the bacon competition in New South Wales, I thought I'd just mention the butchers because these are, you know, good places to go to get good bacon. Full Russia winners, Kenthurst Butchery, Premier Meats at Tenterfield, and Metcalf Quality Meats at Evans Head, and the New South Wales Shortcut Russia winners, Stapleton Meats at Guy Mere, they won a big prize. Pronto Small Goods and Butchery at Caramar and Sunshine Meats at Milperra. So if you live anywhere near those butchers, go and ask for their bacon.
No mention of Penny's in Mossman, who are the most expensive butchers in Sydney. No mention of them. What have you got for us?
Okay, well, in keeping with the bacon theme, I have a blat for you. Do you know what a blat is, a B-L-A-T?
No.
Okay, it's a bacon, lettuce, avocado and tomato toasted sandwich. Very simple, but actually very delicious, I think, for the reason that it is so simple. If you wanted to, you could add a fried egg to that as well. So the recipe's on my website, which is sheridanrodgers.com.au, and you need some Aussie bacon, some ripe avocados, ripe tomatoes, some bread and lots of lovely fresh lettuce leaves.
And it's not $120.
It certainly is, especially if you make it at home.
Sounds wonderful. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.